there's a lot of reason right now to feel, if nothing else, a little bit uncertain about everything that's going on in the world. Of course, the most dominant thing in the headlines is the coronavirus, COVID-19, and it's got people pretty concerned. And yeah, there's some overhyping done by the media where they kind of blow things out of proportion. And then, of course, there's that small percentage of people out there that are just losing their minds and, you know, hoarding toilet paper and doing all these just absurd things. But the truth is that there's many people that just have a very reasonable level of concern. And some people are even experiencing fear. And I'll be honest, just a few days ago, I experienced my own moment of fear for the first time in a while. Now, we've all been following this, and you know, a few weeks ago, I didn't know what to think about the coronavirus issue. But just a couple weeks ago, here in the, I live in the Nashville, Tennessee area, a part of Nashville was hit pretty hard with some tornadoes. And it didn't hit my neighborhood, and thankfully my family's okay. But in other parts of the area, there were people that died. There were homes that were destroyed, millions of dollars worth of damage. And then just a couple days ago, a 5.8, I believe it's 5.8 on the Richter scale earthquake hit the Salt Lake City, Utah area. Now, that was really just a blip on the radar for a lot of news outlets because they're all focused on the COVID-19 crisis. But it was very concerning and troubling to me because I have a sister who lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. And she told us about the earthquake and whatnot. And we were actually on the phone when they started to experience an aftershock. And my sister's a pretty strong person, but she experienced some very real fear in that moment. And we had to end the call of a sudden, but then I began to experience a level of fear that honestly I haven't felt in a while. And we are all feeling this some level, whether you call it concern, whether you call it fear, whether you call it all outright panic, we're all experiencing something. It's very real what we're all going through. And though these next few weeks are going to be pretty uncertain, seems like new developments are unfolding every day, we also have a day on the calendar coming up that is actually centered all on hope. You know, Easter is a time when a lot of times we hunt eggs, we have family brunch, and but the truth is that the true hope of Easter comes from the message behind it. So over the next few weeks, we want to invite you to join us as we explore Easter and the story of Jesus and how he encountered a lot of disease during his earthly ministry and even disease that resulted in death. Come with us as we watch a new piece of the story unfold with Jesus and how he encountered and how he dealt with these scenarios of death. And we're going to discover the true hope of Easter. So we are going to get right to part one of this video series as we watch how Jesus deals with this instance of disease and death.
Sir, my little girl is sick to the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healed, so she can live.
Lead the way.
Jesus, wait, no. Jesus,
sir.
How is she? No!
Don't trouble yourself. She's dead.
Do not fear. Only believe and she will be made whole.
You know, a lot of times the limiting factor in our life isn't necessarily a slew of sins or, you know, this surplus of shortcomings, but a lot of times it's just one simple stronghold. You know, we're watching Jairus here, and we see him come to Jesus, and he's obviously very troubled. And he's coming to Jesus and he's saying, my daughter, she's to the point of death. Now, if you look at the passage where we find this, these details about this story, it's actually found in three different biblical accounts, Matthew 9, Mark 5, and Luke 8. And in all of these gospel accounts, it mentions that Jairus was a leader of the synagogue. He was a religious leader. He had some level of position and authority when it came to the Jewish faith and the Jewish religion. And if you know anything about the Bible, the higher-ups of the Jewish religion there, the Pharisees and the priests and so forth, they weren't fans of Jesus. They weren't fans at all. And so I can imagine Jairus dealing with this situation where his daughter is very, very sick. Sick to the point of death. And it's not like she got sick one day and by the end of the day, oh, it looks like she might die, I've got to go to Jesus. No, this is probably something that they had been battling for weeks, maybe even months. Why did Jairus wait so long to the point to where he says it, where she is about to die? Why did he wait? Why not seek out help much sooner? Well, it would seem that Jairus here had a limiting factor. He was a ruler of the synagogue. It held him back from doing what he should have done. And a lot of times in our life, we have something that's limiting us. Maybe right now it's that factor of fear. Maybe it's something that we're scared, we're uncertain. What seems like the easy thing to do is to just stay home, cut ourselves off, and not talk to anyone, and though we have to do a level of that for the concern and of the public health and everything, we can't do this out of a spirit of fear. We can't let something limit us from maybe what we should do and the best thing that we should do during these times. Now, while Jairus is asking Jesus to come, his servant follows up and comes to them and he delivers the awful news that Jairus' daughter has died. And in Jairus' mind, I can't help but think that he probably thought something to the effect of, it's over. I was too late. And probably at this moment, nothing else mattered. He thought, who cares that I'm high up? Who cares that I'm a leader? Who cares what my colleagues are going to think? My daughter is dead. Nothing else matters now. And I can just imagine the sense of despair, of disappointment, and of just downright tragedy that Jairus was feeling in this moment. But while in this moment Jairus believed it was over, for Jesus, it wasn't.
No! No!
Do not cry. She is not dead. Only sleeping.
What do you mean she's merely sleeping? We all know she's dead.
Leave us.
So even after they got the awful news that Jairus' daughter was dead, Jesus still came to our home. And I'm sure that Jairus and his family thought, well, he's just doing this because he wants to comfort us. And and he wants to be here for us during this time. In fact, when Jesus walks in and he kind of observes the situation, he says something to the effect of, she's not dead, she's sleeping. And you can see that everybody kind of scoffed at that. And they thought, don't give us this false hope. Don't try to tell us this. We know she's dead. We're seeing her lifeless body right here, and she's dead. What are we supposed to do? Well, how can you be giving us this sense of false hope? Well, Jesus, he comes in, and he has everybody leave. And as we saw, he does the miracle of resurrection, bringing someone back to life. Now, Jesus did a lot of miracles during his time. He healed blinded eyes. He healed leprous disease. He made the lame to walk. And we've heard of all the things that Jesus has done. But by far, this idea of conquering death and bringing someone back to life is a true miracle. Well, what we see here is that even though Jairus had something that was holding him back, he had that limiting factor. He had a simple stronghold that was keeping him from going to Jesus in his time of need. He thought, there's no way. I'm a religious leader. I can't do this. And even though he seemed in his mind that he waited too late and he lost his daughter and his daughter died, Jesus was still able to do a miracle. And I don't know where you might be. You might think that it's too late for you. Things are too far gone. Putting aside all the chaos of the world right now, you in your personal life might be feeling like it's over. There's nothing else I can do. I've waited too late. I've gone too far. And the truth is that Jesus is able to do a miracle. God can do something in your life, even if you think that nothing can be done. It might be over to you, but it's not over in the eyes of Jesus. You could believe in him. You could put your faith in him. Now, I don't know where you are in your walk of faith, if you will. Maybe you're a person of faith who maybe attends church or something, or maybe you're someone who you're just looking for answers and you've just stumbled across this page and this video and here you are. It doesn't matter where you are. There's more for you. And you don't have to let a stronghold hold you back. Trust in Jesus. Now, right here on this page, you're going to find a button that says, connect with us. You're going to find a button, a link, something that says something to the effect of, connect with us, take your next step. Click that button. Connect with us, because we want to connect you not only to Jesus, which is the most important thing you can do right now, is to connect with Jesus. And maybe it's the first time that you connect with him, or maybe you just need to reconnect with him. You need to connect with Jesus, but we also need to connect with a local church. And many of you are watching this on a page where you see some information about a church. We want to connect you with that church. These churches may not be having services in the coming weeks, but they are still in the business of helping people, and they want to help you. And maybe you say, well, I don't have a church, I don't know. Well, we want to help you find one. Either way, just connect with us. Connect with us and allow us to help you connect you with the church and connect you with Jesus. Because this is the only way that you can find this timeless hope. This hope. This is a story that's 2,000 years old. The hope that we find is timeless. And yes, these times feel very hopeless where we're in. It feels like there is no hope. Maybe the world is coming to an end. But we, through the power of Jesus, and through the help of a church in your area, you can find timeless hope in hopeless times.
If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Lazarus, come forth.